Friends, welcome back. Up till now, 11 chapters, we have seen the overview of Six Sigma management. But one thing I have told since beginning is what is most important in Six Sigma management is the people. Without people, without trained people, without expert people, Six Sigma is not possible. In this chapter, chapter number 12, we'll see roles and responsibilities of people in Six Sigma management. How important the people are. Because everything else can be procured, can be invested. But the most important investment is the investment in people. Recruitment of people so that they become leaders of tomorrow. People are most important. Training to these people also is again most important thing. Now on, we'll be discussing the importance of people in Six Sigma management. And then the next chapters will be devoted on how to select projects, how to go about the CTQs, and all important things, because now onwards, we will start actual implementation of the Six Sigma initiative. And the implementation of Six Sigma initiative starts with people. And this chapter devotes to roles and responsibilities of various people in the organization. The most important team in the management is PELT, P-E-L-T, Project Excellence Leadership Team. PELT, Project Excellence Leadership Team, a very high level team, PELT, and this team will actually create the Six Sigma atmosphere in the organization. What is this PELT? I'm going to explain in detail right now, because in your organization, the first and foremost thing is to create Project Excellence Leadership Team. Otherwise, no Six Sigma initiative is possible. It will not be successful also, unless you have the right people at the right place, and the topmost in this team is PELT, Project Excellence Leadership Team. Let us discuss. Selection of a Project Excellence Leadership Team is the first very important step in starting the Six Sigma initiative. It is not the technical skills. Up till now, we did lot of work. Particularly, I did lot of work in my career. Individual engineers were doing it. But in the Six Sigma initiative, one specialty is that the first very important step, it is not the technical skills alone. Up till now, technical skills alone were giving us the quality improvement. But now, it is not technical skills alone, but the adaptive skills. How you adapt in various situations, that is, these are the adaptive skills that makes a project excellence leader. What is leader? He leads the people. He influences the people. People listen to him. He should be a leader. So, in your organization, you have to select a team of such people who may be technically skilled or not, but they do have adaptive skills. That is important. They have leadership qualities. So, select the people in your organization who have technical skills also, may or may not be, but definitely adaptive skills, managerial skills are there, leadership qualities are there. Select the team. Leaders need the ability to get into the core of an issue and also see the larger picture. For example, I have a Six Sigma project. How will it impact the bottom line of the organization? Larger picture. For example, how it will affect the marketing skill? How will it affect the market position of the company? Larger picture, he should be able to see that this Six Sigma project will give benefit to that larger picture of the company. He should have that kind of a vision. It's essential to have this focus so as to understand the strategic imperatives. Company has some strategies of the business and processes which are needed to change the make an improvement. They need to be able to quickly see. They means project excellence leaders. They must be able to quickly see how the details of individual processes, individual projects connect up with the big picture of the company, big picture of the organization. Every Six Sigma project must connect to the larger picture of the company. It should not be a minuscule, small achievement. Because Six Sigma project is designed to make impact on the bottom line of the company and top line of the company also, as I have said earlier also. So, project excellence leader should be able to visualize how that Six Sigma project will definitely benefit the larger picture of the company. In everything that they do, project excellence leaders need to be system thinkers, not individual process. System of the process, totality of the organization, who see problem solving in the context of the larger business system and how this affects other parts of the business also. For example, if I do a Six Sigma project in plant number one, how the actions taken in that Six Sigma project can be implemented in other units of the company so that they also will get benefited. This kind of visual scene the leader should be able to see. Process improvement is as much about convincing people to change. I am going to discuss in detail about change management. Anything changes in the company, the people have to adopt that change. And it is not easy. Change management is not an easy subject. It is not an anybody's work. A leader only can do it. For successful change management, capable leaders must be there in the organization. So this change, people have to change as it is going to around and changing processes. The ability to engage other people is essential. Project excellence leader must be able to do this. He must be able to change the people. He must make people to adopt the change and engage other people is essential. Project excellence leaders must be able to persuade the CEO, chief executive officer, and then the project excellence leader. He should be able to convince the CEO that these Six Sigma projects are beneficial to the larger picture of the company. He should be able to persuade the CEO and other senior leaders to adopt process excellent practices for business improvement. It is not a stand-alone work of only the teams. The top leadership like CEO and other senior leaders must be involved in this, and our project excellence leader must be able to convince them that if the some investment is necessary, yes, it is necessary and it must be done for the larger benefit of the picture, larger benefit of the process, or larger benefit of the business. Senior leaders, CEO and other senior leaders like managing director, joint managing director and other people, they look at this project excellence leader as their partners. He is respected in the top circles. He is a project excellence leader, is a person who is highly respected in the higher circles. While people at junior and middle management level, I have seen such leaders who are respected at the top circles and also respected by junior people, middle management people. Thus, such people in the organization should be selected. They look at them as an inspirational leaders who are able to motivate them to adopt process practices. He is able to convince them that, look, this change is necessary. This change may make some temporary difficulties for you people, but in the larger interest of the organization, this change in process is a must. He should be able to convince, he should be able to persuade the people. So, such an ability should be there in a organizational individual who should be selected in this team. The project excellence leaders should be able to provide visibility to teams. He has a vision, but he should be able to transfer this visibility to teams so that they are convinced that if we do some work or hard work or continuous work on the Six Sigma project, it will benefit the company as a whole. He should be able to convince them. The process excellent leader does not keep the people who oppose. Yes, he is a leader and there is a team. It is not very easy that all the people in the team will agree with him. There will be some opposition. Yes, definitely there will be some opposition. If somebody opposes him, he doesn't become angry. He doesn't get disturbed. He doesn't take revenge against that fellow who is opposing him. But what he does, he is able to understand their concern. He understands, he asks them, look, what is your problem? I can solve your problem. I will convince you, like that. He should not take revenge against that fellow and remove that fellow out of the team and punish him like that. He is such a leader who treats opposition also equally well. He allows them to find holes in the way he is opposing the deployment, proposing the deployment. Project excellence leaders need to treat those who attack them with respect. Some people may attack him. There will be resistance. But he gives them respect. The person in the PELT team, project excellence team, is such a matured person, such a senior person, that he even gives respect to the opposition also. Look, he engages with them to allay their concerns. They are able to successfully manage a wide range of behaviors. All people will not be equal. There will be different behaviors in the team. But he is such a capable fellow that he is able to handle all the behaviors equally well. Project excellence leaders need to demonstrate to the business the financial value of the work. He should be able to convince the top CEO and other leaders, top managers, that the Six Sigma projects will benefit the organization financially. And how much? For example, $17 billion or 1 crore rupees, how much will benefit the bottom line of the organization? He should be able to convince. So he is financially also very big expert person. But also understand how process improvement work affects the financial of the company. The ability to help others become better. He trains the people. There are very good people. There are good people. And there are not so good people. But he is able to bring all the people equal to a very good level. He is a real leader. He helps others to become better is a key skill which project excellent leader should master. In your organization, select the people of such a caliber and make them project excellence leaders. This is the most important first thing to be done while implementation of the Six Sigma activity in your organization. Project excellence leaders work towards improving the value delivered to the customer. Since the first chapter, I am singing songs about value to the customer. If value to the customer is not seen, then that is not the Six Sigma activity. The first and foremost thing which I have already said is value to the customer, and project excellence leader must be able to see value to the customer. The real power of process improvement starts when business units have the skills necessary to make improvements and changes in their role. It is not just talking. The people should be trained. They should be able to make the change. They have the skills necessary to make improvements and changes to their role. That is the real power of process improvement. Not just some general people are doing some general things. No. Here, the difference in earlier activities such as TQM and ISO and all that. In Six Sigma, we have trained experts who are handling the Six Sigma projects. And here is the change. So, the real power of this Six Sigma is business units have the skills necessary. A project excellence leader should be adept. Adept means expert in key improvement approaches and should be in a position to guide teams. He is a very good guide. He is respected by top people and respected by middle and junior management people. But he is a very good guide. He himself has enough experience and he guides the people without attacking them, without shouting at them, without becoming angry. He is a very good guide. He guides the people. While it helps to have deep knowledge in process improvement, it should not worry if he is not a master of the process. He need not be master of the technical process. He may not be the master of services. He is a person who has adaptive skills, who is real leader. He is able to guide the people. If any project comes, he is able to see the larger picture of that. He may not be technically expert, but there are technical experts in his team. That I will explain now. But project excellence leader himself may not be technical expert, but he is a real leader. He is a real big manager. And there should be some people you pick up from your team, they become the team members of this project excellence leadership team. What is really required of project excellence leaders is the ability to ask the right questions and understand the technical output of teams. He should be able to ask the questions to the black belts, green belts, yellow belts. Master black belts. What is that? I will come to that. But he is the person who is able to ask right questions and get the right answers so that he is able to conclude that the projects are beneficial to the company's bottom line. This is the hierarchy. Up till now, I told you about the importance of the PELT. Project Excellence Leadership Team, which is right at the top here. PELT, that is Executive Leadership. He is himself not CEO. He is himself not Managing Director. But he is in a very senior position, has all the leadership qualities, and I have told everything about this project excellence leadership team what qualities he must possess, and then you select from your people the right people who are there in this project excellence leadership team. And that is the first and foremost thing which you must do while implementing the Six Sigma initiative. And then this is the pyramid, hierarchy of Six Sigma roles. After you select this PELT, then there are champions. I will explain to you who are these champions. Then master black belts or master belts, they are also the people. Then black belts and green belts and yellow belts and project team members. Up till now, so much work we did in the quality improvement, but we never ever had this kind of hierarchy of trained people in the organization who are committed to the cause of the Six Sigma projects. First time we are using this type of words like champions, master belts, black belts, green belts, yellow belts and team members. Okay, team members were there, but we never had belt system. And in Six Sigma, that is the system. And how to train them, how to create black belts, that I am going to discuss in detail in the next chapters. But we should have people in our organization whom we can train them and create black belts out of them, create green belts out of them, create master black belts out of them, create champions out of them. Because they are going to handle the Six Sigma projects, not some general junior kind of people and some small minuscule projects. No, these will be big projects and trained expert people will be handling these projects. So after I have sung songs about PELT, that is Project Excellence Leadership Team, now I will tell you who are these champions. Champion takes very active sponsorship and leadership role in conducting and implementing Six Sigma project. He is sometimes also one of the project excellence leader. He is in that team also. He is a very senior person. They work closely with the executive committee. Sometimes a champion should be the member of the team also, member of the PELT. So PELT and then champion. Champion is also one of the member, senior people. What he does? They work closely with the black belt. The champions work closely with the black belt. And what is black belt? I am going to come to that. Black belt and champion, a very good relationship is there. Then a very important person is process owner. He has all the technical knowledge about the process. He has the process layout. He has written down the process step by step. He is technically responsible for output of the process which goes to the customer. So he is the process owner. What all black belts and master black belts and champions do will be finally handed over to the process owner. And process owner will say what all these people have done is right or not. So he is the process. He has authority to change the process on his signature. Not champion or black belt, but finally who will sign the process layout is not the champion, is not the project excellence leader. It is process owner. So he is technically ultimate expert of the process. He must be finally consulted about the process change. He is accountable for monitoring, managing and output of the process in control phase. Finally, he allocates the resources necessary for the project. Then he understands how the process works. He calculates his process capability and relationship with other processes. Their organization is a network of small macro processes, and ultimately it is a macro MACRO process. And process owner is able to connect the individual process with the larger process of the organization. So very important person, process owner. In the Six Sigma hierarchy, process owner has a very big responsibility. Then master black belt. Black belts are there, but he is above them. Master black belt. What he does? He helps to identify, prioritize and coordinate key project areas in keeping with strategic objectives. Whatever projects are there, he sees whether it has any relationship with the strategic objectives of the organization or not. He teaches. He is a teacher. He knows Six Sigma totally well. He knows how to define. He knows how to measure. He knows the measurement systems. He is able to analyze. He is able to suggest improvements. And he knows the statistical process control. He is the master. He teaches theory. What theory I am teaching you? He teaches the theory. He teaches the tools, how they are working, and methods of Six Sigma to black belts and green belts. Black belts and green belts are handling the projects, day-to-day projects. Black belt is a person who is full-time working on the projects, not part-time. Technical expert, full-time working. I am coming to that. But who is teaching the black belts? Who is mentoring the black belts and green belts? He is the master black belt. He continuously innovates and improves organization Six Sigma initiative. He mentors black belts and green belts. He is a real master in the organization. So you have to select the person accordingly and train him. How to train master black belt? I am coming in the next chapters, a detail of the training given to master black belt also. Very, very important. People. Then comes our crux of the problem, and that is the black belt. The very, very important person for that individual Six Sigma project. Black belt. The target population for black belt training is characterized by those individuals who are technically oriented, highly regarded. They are engineers. They are highly regarded in their department or highly regarded in their range of activities. And those people are knowing the ins and outs of the process. Technical as well as other things. They know everything. They know who is the supplier to the process. Who, what is the input to the process? What is the process? What is the output of the process? Who is the customer of the process? He is such a person who knows everything in the process, and then whatever he does very genuine things so that process is improved. He is a real, very important person in the black belt, in the Six Sigma initiative. The intent is to implant people within organization who can effectively develop and lead people. They are also leaders. Work with and advise management on the formulation and subsequent implementation of the improvement plans. Utilize and disseminate the Six Sigma tools and methods also. He is a full-time worker on the Six Sigma project. What are his roles? Instrumental in preparing project charter. Earlier, I have shown you how the charter looks like. He makes the charters. He selects the Six Sigma projects. He selects the Six Sigma projects in such a way that they benefit the larger picture of the organization. Next chapters, I am going to come and explain to you how Six Sigma projects are selected. Details of that, which up till now we never discussed, that I am going to come. But First, black belts, what they do? They select Six Sigma projects and communicate progress to the executive leadership, PELT. What is executive leadership is? Project Excellence Leadership Team. They will always be communicating to them what is happening. Leads problem solving projects. Trains and coaches project teams. There are two type of projects. One is process variation. Reduction in process variation, that is standard deviation. Other, there are lot of problems, problem solving projects. Monitoring, cultivate a network of local Six Sigma individuals. Teaching, he also does some work for master black belt, like master black belt also. He is a person technically very expert. Supporting, discovering, identifying, surfacing business opportunities and influencing. He also convinces the people. He also does some work in change management. Then comes green belt. If black belt is a full-time person, green belt is not a full-time person. He works part-time. He is an individual who worked on projects part-time, either as a team member for complex projects or as a project leader for small projects. He also is a technical person. He works for small projects as a leader, and for big project, he is a team member part-time. Then green belts are the work horses. The real legwork, horse work is done by green belts. Most managers are green belts. In your organization, managers are taken as green belts because they have to do the work. They are not the full timers for Six Sigma, but they are the work horses for Six Sigma project. They work during their full time work. They work for Six Sigma projects also under the leadership of black belts. Yellow belt. Who is yellow belt? Yellow belt, they are staff members, administrators, operations personnel, project team members, anyone else, technical or non-technical, other people than black belts and green belts, all other people are called yellow belts. They can identify measurement scales, define critical processes, collect data, characterize a process, make easy improvements, cultivate opportunities. They are like the normal team members. Responsibility. What are the responsibilities? Project. Define. Demake. We discussed. Define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. Who will do this? Who will do the defining work? That is the management. Project identification and launch. Support obtained from the belts. Then measure. Analyze, improve. These three things will be done by the belts. Who are these belts? Master black belt, black belt, green belt and yellow belt. Solution to the problem and final report, support obtained from the champion. Here in management, who is management? Management is PELT, Project Excellence Leadership Team. That is the management here. They obtain support from the belts. Then control is the process owner. Once the control has to be done, process owner's responsibility comes. Because ultimately, the output of the process is going to the customer. And so, there, the most important person is our process owner. Definitely generates ongoing financial benefits, support obtained from the belt. Belt is giving always the support to all these people. So that is how we are going to implement the Six Sigma initiative. Not like earlier projects, small projects, small work, people working on that. No, we are going to make a beginning of selecting the right people at the right job and going to train them as project excellence leaders, then champions, then master black belts, then black belts and green belts. We are not having general people. We are having trained expert people who only will be handling Six Sigma projects, because Six Sigma projects are going to benefit the bottom line of the organization and top line of the organization. Top leadership like CEO and PELT are going to get thoroughly involved in every business process of the organization, and that is for sustained growth. As I said in the first chapter, sustained growth can come with the committed people, with the trained people. Sustained growth will come. And so, while we implement, all these responsible people have to be selected and trained as per what I have said. And what will be the training given to these people? That I am going to discuss in the next chapters to come. But at the moment, I can only say that these are the responsibilities taken by various people. Project Excellence Leadership Team is at the top, as I have always said. Under him, there will be Project Champion. Then, here, Master Black Belt and Project Support from Financials. Here, Black Belt and Green Belt. One Six Sigma project has this kind of hierarchy. Team members, process owner, yellow belts, black belts, functional manager. These people will be supporting black belts and green belts. And ultimately, project is the center point of Six Sigma activity. Six Sigma activity means Six Sigma projects. And Six Sigma projects means the people who are trained and handling this as champions and master black belts and black belts and green belts. Earlier, in all quality management activities, we never had this kind of hierarchy. The first time we are seeing this kind of hierarchy, and so once we do this, we will be successful in Six Sigma activity, as has been done by big concerns like Motorola and LG. Thank you.